things.
Yes, by Friedman, yes.
Yeah, so he was playing the pianos by
Hermann and Petersen. Yeah. And the man was a rich man, and he invited the whole store, big society, to after the concert,
yes.
Friedman in Palace Hotel, where he stayed. And at that reception, I met Mr. and Mrs. Carl Nielsen, the first time, you know, and their daughter, Anna Maria, which became my wife, first wife. But we met there also other, Alfred Wilhelm Hansen, the editor of the, you know, he was the chef of this edition.
Hansen Verlag, yeah.
Wilhelm Hansen. And Alfred Toft, and Schneider Petersen, the conductor, who was also a good friend of Friedman, and others. And in this evening, Wilhelm Hansen, so Alfred Wilhelm Hansen said to me, come up tomorrow to me, and then I give you some Danish music you should look at. And I went to Wilhelm Hansen after this reception. It was a very wonderful thing. And Herr Schneider Petersen engaged me upon Ignaz Friedman's
advice. Yeah.
To engage me to a concert in the Palais concert.
As soloist?
As soloist with his orchestra. You know, Schneider Petersen had every Sunday afternoon a concert where he had a soloist, and the soloist got 100 crowns as a fee, you know.
Yeah.
But Schneider was a little anxious to bring a quite unknown violinist alone. So he engaged a well-known baritone singer, and he got the money, or yeah, I got nothing, you see. I was on better circumstances. Well, I played on this concert, and I had the greatest success in the baritone. So he was quite angry. What do you bring such a youngster here to to take the
fame?
Yes. No. But that was very beautiful for me that I got such a nice reception. So my solo evening was only 27 crowns deficit. That was two weeks later. That was my first meeting. And then by Wilhelm Hansen. Wilhelm Hansen gave me 7 sonatas and concertos for violin. And there was only one which aroused my greatest interest. That was Carl Nielsen's sonata in A major. I was also another one by Finney Henriques. I don't know whether you know the name. No.
No.
He was a very famous violinist, a joke maker like Friedman. Also, he was also very funny as well. Could make funny things with violin. And he was also a nice sonata he wrote. But Kanisten interested me because of this musical shape, musical conception. And so I took with me as a thing, yeah, I will study. And played also, I think it was 2 years later, so in Copenhagen. First time with the Hungarian pianist, Sándor Vas. Did you know the name?
Sándor
Vas. V-A-S.
No.
No. Well, he was my pianist because we met at the military session in Arad. He was also from Arad. We knew each other. But we never played at that, so yet together. But then, at the military session, he came, or I came from, he came from Leipzig, and I came from Berlin. And we had to meet there. And so when we were not adapted to front chains, to the front service. So we had, both were sat in a hospital as a writer, you know. And so, but we had to meet at the hospital from 8 till 12, and from 2 till 6. And after that, we were free, and we stayed at home. He is Hossi's father, and by my father, mother's father. And so we played together and made a firm ensemble. He played also Carl Nielsen's Chaconne, and was very interested in Carl Nielsen's music. And we played together, of course, all the sonatas and so. Made a number of war concerts in Hungary. We were only 9 months in service, and then after 9 months we were released from service because we have earned so much money, and the half of it gave it to the Red Cross. So we gave much more to the society, the Hungarian people, than a soldier. So we were released from the service in 1916, after what, as a 9 months service, and then we could ride as a travel everywhere where we want. Mm. So I came to straight away to Denmark, and stayed with Willem Hansen at his summer house at Klampenborg. And Bosch was also. Then I played here in Copenhagen at the Schneider Petersen's concert, you know, in the summertime. And, what shall I tell? Then I didn't meet really Friedman. I don't know how, he traveled much to know everywhere in Scandinavia. But not in Azov. He couldn't go to Germany because he was Russian as origin. No, what can I tell you? No.
Did you meet him after that period?
No.
That was the last time?
The last time, really. That was in 1516.
Yes.
I don't remember ever. Because then I began to travel myself so much. I had many concerts, you know, 100 a year, you know. You know, in Germany, in Holland, in Belgium, in Luxembourg, in Norway, Sweden, and Finland, because then Finland became, after the war, you know, it was Finland, autonomous Finland.
Yeah.
Der er ikke noget
andet end at have metroen. No. Yeah.
What about? You played with many conductors. Who were your favorites?
Well, it is difficult to say who is my favorite conductor, but I had very beautiful experiences with Sir Thomas Beecham. Played at the Sibelius. His Sibelius Festival, I played the Sibelius concert with him. And then, of course, Nikisch, I told about, and then Busoni also. And then there was a really excellent conductor in Vienna, Anton Konrad. who was at that time the musical director of the Konzertvereins Orchestra. He got the Carl Nielsen score 3 or 4 days before the first rehearsal, and he conducted it phenomenal. You know, it must be a really fine conductor who can do that. And then I had also a Swedish conductor who was excellent. There are many, many names comes up, you know, and I played also with Ormandy. He was also an excellent conductor. I played 6 concerts with him, 7 concerts with him.
In America?
In America, yes.
Yeah.
In New York, Boston, no, Baltimore,
Philadelphia.
Washington, Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And then I had a very good experience with the Hungarian conductor.
Reiner?
Reiner, of course. Fritz Reiner, he was my first accompanist in Budapest when I was a boy. He was very funny. And later on I concertized, I came to Dresden. He was the second Kapellmeister there. And then he accompanied me there also, Reiner, Fritz Reiner.
Carl Böhm?
What?
Carl Böhm, ever?
No.
Did you play with Furtwängler?
No.
Or Weingartner?
No. There was a Hungarian conductor in Minneapolis. Now he's living in Switzerland. He was originally called Deutsch, but he changed his name when he went to Australia. But
Something else comes to mind. In Budapest, there was a very interesting pianist, but she didn't play too much in public, Etelka Freund.
Etelka Freund? I know the name very good.
She had a brother, Robert Freund, who was a very important teacher in Zurich. And he was a friend of Brahms, a pupil of Liszt.
She?
No, he was. She was a pupil of Busoni, Etelka Freund, and a friend of Bartok.
Yeah. I know the name very
yeah.
well. But I
yeah.
never met her.
Yeah.
I don't think I met her.
Yeah.
Did you meet her?
No, but I know her son very well.
Her son?
Because she was alive a few years ago at up to the age 98.
No, 98?
Yeah, like most Hungarians.
Most Hungarians?
They live almost a century, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Etelka Freund, yes, I can remember.
Yeah.
Very well is her name.
And did you meet Bartok?
Yeah, oh yes, I
yeah.
played with him
yeah.
once, because I don't know how our ways didn't cross each other so much. But
yeah.
I played with him one sonata evening.
Mm.
And that was a very interesting experience, because so we played 4 sonatas, Bach and
Beethoven?
Mozart.
Debussy?
No.
Brahms?
Brahms, yes.
Yeah.
Brahms and Bartok, 2nd sonata. And there are many great sept and known in the violin part,
yes.
you know. And I say to him, well, I understand that you make these dissonant grips, but you don't solve out. What is the reason? What can you say about that? And then he had a sourly smile. I had otitis media lateris utriusque, that we see both ears. In the middle ear are what do you call it? Inflammation.
Yeah.
And I heard everything when I tone was sounded. I heard in sixth, seventh or ninth. So that's oh, I say, this sonata should be called Mittel- or Entzündung, Entzündungssonata. Also, Mittel-or Information Sonata. And he laughed, of course. Yes, that was our meetings, really.
He was a great pianist.
A very funny pianist, you see. Everything. No accord, this way.
Oh, he would make more arpeggios than necessary.
Yes, nearly everything. Nearly everything. Oh. A slight of... not very precisely, you know, quickly, yes. But it was a very funny experience with his dance suite, you know, conducted in Göteborg 16 concerts. And there I introduced the first time in Sweden, his dance suite. And by studying the score, I found, I think, 85 folds, printing folds, you know. And I sent him the list, asked him, what do you say about that? He say, sent to back another list about the metronome figures, and he said, and there are so many bad metronome notations.
Yeah.
But I didn't discover your faults. I'm sorry. I'm very glad for you that you make me attentive about these faults. So that was a very funny thing that we exchanged our list of folds. He is metronome and I the music. And then it was also following story with him. I played his six Romanian dances. And then I was very much... impressed by this music, you know. I heard one day a Danish pianist play the piano version. And he played the fourth dance. I thought, and he played it with... And I phoned to him, why are you playing so slowly? Well, it is stated 80 for a quarter note. I say 50. 80? No, that's wrong. It must be 100. That was my edition. Oh, I see, sir. Then I thought, I must ask Bartó when I come to Budapest. The next time I was in Budapest, I called Bartó. We went out to him. My wife always be with me, and asked about told him this, and it was again this same sourly smile.
Said,
it must be 120. That's the difference between 80 and 120.
Yeah.
That's very funny, you know, but. Do you know how he had his metronome measures? That was like this measuring in a round
yes.
box. You take it out, you know, and then put it down again. No, then there's centimeter, you know. Yeah. He had such in, but with a linen, not a steel, but a linen, you know, and then he. Put out, and there was numbers, and he took it 80, no, and then begin to swing. And that, I think he might show them. I see, it is quite imprecise. If you make it a little more, then it swings more than it should be. And if it is not so much, so it swings less than it should. You can never rely upon that. That's therefore
his metronome markings are inaccurate.
Are very, very doubtful.
Yeah.
They are doubtful. And I say also that music speaks for itself. I have many times heard people say that is too slow, that is too quick. It must be in according with the musical expression. Yesterday I heard a violinist play the F major romance by Beethoven. What do you with that? Is there here is a famous violinist. No, quite younger. Terribly slowly. I telephoned to the orchestra's master, first violin.
Concert master,
yes. He's named my old pupil, you know, so I know him well. Nice, tell me, what do you say about the Beethoven romance? Oh, terribly slowly. We could nearly not follow him. But that was a Greek conductor. He was terrible. The very bad conductor. But it was the violinist who wanted to play this slowly way. But there is so much difference in tempo. For instance, this Greek conductor, he came from Germany. He played the Schubert number 3, as symphony number 3, and I came only into the minuetto. You minuetto. So that was a terrible thing. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.